Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are going to chat it up today with Lori Thrush. She is with the Hastings Senior Center. She is the Senior Center and Disabilities Coordinator, and we're so happy to see you. How have you been?
I've been good. Thank you.
Well, so glad that we are chatting it up. So before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about the Senior Center. And, you know, this world of COVID has changed so much, but what has really changed for you at the Senior Center?
Well, you know, we were really blessed to be able to stay open during most of this time, this last 18 months or however long it's been. And you run the programming that is essential, and then we added back in some of our daily activities. And, you know, I think for years I heard people say, oh, all they do is play cards. All they do is play bingo. All they do is yada, yada, yada. Well,
people, you know, crab to you.
Well, usually it's an 85-year-old that says, I don't want to be part of the Senior Center because all you do is yada. Yeah. But, you know, what we found out over the years is that those things are so important.
Mental health.
Yes, yes. It's so important to keep active and be with people and, you know, that stimulation. And when COVID hit and we shut the world down, that wasn't good for our senior population. It wasn't good for a lot of us. You know, some of us who are introverts, we were perfectly fine being at home alone. But other people, it's not good. It's not good when you're in a home alone and you're not associating with other people. Not good for the brain. So all those activities are important. So as soon as we could, we got those up and running. You know, for a while we were doing things, you know, sitting at separate tables, playing games that we could play, you know. But we laughed a lot. We got to
Absolutely.
See people. You know, we implemented our drive-by meals instead of having, you know, people come in and having lunches together. But it was great. I mean, I heard people
in
the line.
Your book exchange, your puzzle exchange.
Yes, we had that. We're still doing that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's fun to see the things that you started that you're still doing because they were popular, they met a need, and we're going to continue to do them. We're still doing our drive-by meals. We have between last Thursday and this Wednesday, we'll do about 350 Thanksgiving meals.
Oh my gosh, Lori.
That we got out to people. And, you know, even today I had somebody come in and register for their mother who they've decided, you know, maybe being with the whole family wasn't a good idea this Thanksgiving, but they wanted to have a little celebration, so they got some meals for tomorrow that they're going to pick up and have. So, I mean, that's great. So, yeah, it makes you appreciate what you have, what you can do, and it's good to get back to doing those things. I think as the seniors have felt comfortable, you know, most are vaccinated, most are ready, you know, good to go in that respect. So they feel comfortable being around people and their friends. And you hear them say, I heard one lady say, you know what, if they isolate me again, I'm not sure I'll survive. And so it tells you how important it is to get out with people and be with friends and just have that social interaction that is desperately needed. So, yeah.
Well, that's great. And you knew that people would be supportive even during this time period because you have a really great, solid core group, don't you?
We do. We have about 1,100, between 1,100 and 1,200 members. Of course, not all really active, but they believe in what we do. You know, and we offer things like, you know, a caregiver support group that, I mean, talk about a difficult time to be a caregiver. And we were able to we met pretty much all through COVID, that they really needed to come together with other people that are experiencing some of the same things they are to navigate that whole caregiving life. And, you know, so we can, yeah, we just try to meet those needs and get people out and connected as much as we can.
Do you think all the people of these 1,100, all the core people that were regular attendees of your programming, and do you think they've all come back?
I think the regulars pretty much have come back. Okay. Not everyone, but you know, our membership really didn't drop. I really expected to see a huge drop through COVID. Our membership didn't drop. You know, people are just very supportive, and they come and do the things that they're comfortable doing. And yeah, so it's been good.
Wonderful. What's going on now, Lori, as we're heading into the winter months?
Well, first of all, one of the things that the Hastings Fire Department is going to help change smoke detector batteries.
Oh, nice.
So if seniors can call the Al Storley, the fire marshal, at 480-6155, and they'll come out and change your
They will
smoke.
Come to your house?
Yes.
What?
Because we don't want people up on, you know, step stools and things like that. So, yeah.
Do you think they'll come in a fire truck?
To your house? Yes.
How exciting.
Yeah, so we've got that going on. We've got, of course, our annual holiday party. We're doing this drive-by.
I like these drive-by parties.
This is going to be at C's. And, you know, these are the kind of people I get to work with.
Yes.
We said, you know, we usually ask the businesses for door prizes. And I said, you know, this has been a tough year for the businesses in our community. So let's give back. If you want to buy a gift certificate from a business, donate it to the party. I have hundreds. People have just... It's incredible. It's incredible. And it was a great way to give back to our
Absolutely.
Business community. So they're great. So we're going to have door prizes, even though we're driving by. I mean, it won't be quite the same. We're going to do this at C's.
Yes.
On the west side. You
okay.
know, they drive by, get
yes.
their meal
Covered.
From the trophy house.
Come on.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, roast beef dinner and get their door prize and some other stuff. We'll just make it as fun as we can. And
so when is this and how do we sign up?
That is Monday, December 13th. They need to register ahead of time. It's $15 for center members or $20 for non-members.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's a fun time. It's our biggest event of the year usually. So
that is
doing it differently, but we'll still have fun.
Absolutely.
So then we have some classes coming up that I think look really good. We have a community conversation, get the inside scoop with your local police. And this is sponsored by us and Great Rivers Adult Education, which is ISD 833 and 200, and the Woodbury and the Hastings Police Department.
Oh, nice.
They're going to be there. So on Wednesday, December 15th, they are going to talk about home security inside and outside your home.
Inside and outside?
Yeah.
Oh, those are two different things.
Two different things. How do you protect the inside of your house, but how do you protect the things outside of your house, too?
I like it.
So I'm very interested in that one, you know. So, yeah, and then in January, right around January 5th, we're having scams and more, which people are always coming up with new scams. And then also with Great Rivers Adult Education, we are offering basic computer classes. So if anybody wants to... learn how to run their computer, search the internet, YouTube. YouTube's big, email, all that kind of stuff, basics. I think, you know, COVID forced people to try technology sometimes if they wanted to stay in touch with their
That's
family
it.
Or whatever. So they have new gadgets, and this is a good way to learn more about that gadget that you were given that you only know so much to do with it, and you want to learn more.
Lori, and people can just sign up online, or can they call you?
They can call the Senior Center at 480-7689 for any of our activities and find out more. We're happy to send out newsletters to people who don't currently get it so that they can get, you know, upfront information. We're back doing our trips and tours.
Okay, that's huge, isn't it?
It was huge. And we went to, we did a fall cruise on the St. Croix River, which was kind of our first one back in. And I didn't realize how much I'd missed those. I've been doing tours for years. And it was like, wow, this was really, really good to be back. We went to Chanhassen and... we're doing a couple in December, so yeah, it's fun to get on that bus and go again.
And so again, if somebody is listening, do they need to be a member of the Hastings Senior Center?
Trips and tours are open to any adult in the community.
Okay.
So you can go onto the Community Ed website, www.hastingscommunityed.com, and go to Trips and Tours, and you can register right online for those. So we've got a few coming up, and we're even starting to plan some extended, you know, We're doing the Amana Colonies in Pella, Iowa next spring, so an overnight, so that'll be fun.
You know, I know so many people that have enjoyed those tours over the years, so it's going to be great to see them come back.
Yes, yes. A few people are traveling more with, we do tours with Landmark Tours, and they're, you know, we had some do the Balloon Festival in New Mexico, the Grand Canyon, so, you know, they're starting to venture out a little more in those kind of tours.
So that's great.
That's fun. And we always have our pickleball and yoga and things like that that keep us active and healthy. They got me out playing pickleball.
I love it. Do you like it?
Well, I liked it with the one group. The men in the morning did not take any mercy on me. But, you know, I held my own as well as I could. But it was fun.
Moved pickleball inside?
Pickleball is inside. Yeah, they were outside in the mornings anyway.
Yeah, I used to see them at Roadside. Yep. It looked like a great time.
So we're inside now.
Good.
Right. Although maybe today they'd be outside at 50 degrees in November.
So. I agree. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, lots going on at the center.
So if people want to get a full listing, the best way to do that would be?
Well, you know, if they want to stop by, we've got extra newsletters.
Nice.
So that gives it, we'll just hand you one and let you take a look at what we've got and see if it's anything that would interest you or that you'd like to participate in. So we've got chair massages with Therese Benke does.
You mean just if you go to the senior center?
We have
center?
Them on Fridays. Yes, you can make an appointment for those. Yeah. Chair massage and foot reflexology and foot care. And
well, you know, the foot care thing is really important, and I know you have a lot of people that specifically come in and do that. Can you explain that to people?
We have three RNs, mm-hmm. and the seniors can come in and have their toenails trimmed or calluses or whatever. Actually, the podiatrists in town refer people to our program because they don't have the time to do that just everyday kind of care for people. But it's so important for people as they age, you know, just for their health, for the balance, you know, their walking, all that kind of thing. In fact, foot care was one of the things that was deemed essential, and we pretty much kept that open and going the whole time.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, you know.
What else was deemed essential?
You know, that was the biggest one that was the essential part. And then we adjusted, you know, that's when we started doing the puzzle exchange and we were outside. Gosh, it seems so long ago. I'm trying to think of what order we did. We did things coming back. But that was the biggest one. That was the biggest one.
So, Lori, tell me about the little cuties that are in your building. Is that so fun to see everybody at the Tilden Community Center?
It is. It's so good to all be back with our littles, with our early childhood family ed and early childhood special ed programs that are in the building. And, you know, it's great to see everyone together. We really embody what community ed is, you know, from the littles all the way up to the seniors.
And that's, I think, what's so unique about the Tilden Community Center is that you are under one roof together. Do you hear about other cities? Is that how it is in other places?
Every community is different. Every community is different. Whether their senior program is a part of Park and Rec or the city or community ed, they can be independent. They're just all over the board.
Lori, tell me a little bit about your disabilities coordinator position. What does that encompass?
We have what we call Fun, Friends, and Fitness, and that is a program for people with disabilities who are 14 and over. And we offer some monthly activities, usually a couple a month, for more social, so people can come together with their peers and do all the fun things that other young adults and adults get to do with their peers. And Lori Gertner kind of does the program with the group. We went Zoom when we had to lock down, and we had a core 10 people that would come together on Zoom. And it was really important to keep, because they weren't in their workplaces anymore. They weren't, you know, out and about. They weren't doing Special Olympics. So all those things were taken away, and it was a good way for some of them to stay connected. And so we work really closely with our Hastings Sharks team. And so we follow what Special Olympics Minnesota does as far as, can you be in person And so this fall, we've kind of gone back and forth, but we're pretty much Zoom this fall. Our goal is to get back after the first of the year in person. And we'll just, you know, we have things like bingo nights. We're going to do some bowling at Treasure Island. We've had a couple virtual programs with other disability groups from around the state. So we're planning a sparkle dance.
Oh, nice.
In January.
A virtual one?
Yes, yes. So they have a lot of fun. And we have a DJ that comes on, and she's really good at pulling everybody in, and everybody has a lot of fun with that. So, and we work with Anytime Fitness, doing some fitness classes there. So, and again, the parties and the get-togethers are always fun.
So how much of a part of your job is that? Is that like 50%?
No, it's a very small percentage of what I do. I kind of coordinate it, and then Lori really
implements it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's great. So what else? We have probably 3 or 4 minutes left. What else do you want to tell people about the senior center?
I don't know. It's a hopping place. It's fun. And I love the relationships that are made. You know, like our bridge group on Friday afternoons, when they come out of the room, I always say, ask them, where are you going to eat tonight? Because that group of them go out to eat afterwards. You know, it's more than just coming to the senior center to do something. It's making friendships, relationships. I think we saw a lot of that during COVID. We saw people keeping track of others. A lot of phone calls going on.
Nice.
You know, cards being sent. You know, they're really good about, they become, you know, kind of family. And they do, if somebody doesn't show up for a while, what's going on with so-and-so, that we better check in with them. You know, so that, I think, isn't that what we all want? We all want people to notice us, to miss us, to
care about us.
So, you know, as our, and especially as we age, you know, sometimes our group of friends may not be as many, or it changes. You know, we leave the workplace, so we don't have those friends anymore. Our kids aren't involved in sports anymore. So who do we, you know, life change, you know, those things change who we are with on a daily basis, or who we're friends with. So it's so fun to see those kind of relationships happen at the center. And, you know, pretty soon they're off traveling together, or they're doing whatever. So those are fun things I get to see.
Can people just stop in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Coffee's always on, so people can stop in. We've got a fireplace. It's nice and toasty warm. So it's a great place to just come and hang out and read the paper or have some coffee, whatever.
Tell people exactly where you're located.
We are at 310 River Street, the Tilden Community Center, the old Tilden Elementary School building.
Lori, great to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate it. Lori Thrush, she is the Senior Center and Disabilities Coordinator with the Hastings Community Education, and we appreciate her time today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Here comes the sun, doo doo doo. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's alright.